Afternoons with Aaron here on KATE, Albert Lea Radio, and of course our usual Monday guest, Mike Grimm with the Minnesota News Network, and of course the voice of Golden Gopher football and Golden Gopher men's basketball. Football season right around the corner. We'll get to those topics in just a moment. But Mike, a good afternoon. How you doing on this Monday?
Yeah, doing well, Aaron. Thank you.
Well, let's jump right into it. And you mentioned this last week. The story that you were really going to follow close was Gable Steveson, the University of Minnesota wrestler, native of Apple Valley. It might be one of the greatest comebacks in the history of Olympic sports. I mean, I'm sure you saw it maybe live or saw the replay of it. Amazing what he did in the final 10 seconds to win a gold medal. Your thoughts on Steveson winning the gold and bringing it home to Minnesota?
Yeah, it was just awesome, no doubt. You know, that's going to be one of those, you know, there are a handful of, I don't know, memes aren't the right word, but videos that coaches often will play for teams and say, this is why you never give up, the one in a million chance. You know, don't relax, don't think it's not over, you know, don't think it's over, all those things. And that's going to be one that's going to be shown. 13 seconds down by three, and you get two takedowns and win with 0.2 seconds left, and off you go with the gold. Now, that said, I thought he controlled the match for the most part. It was just kind of that, I don't know, 25 or so second stretch where he got wrapped up. And look, that guy's a three-time, you know, reigning world champion from the country of Georgia, so he knows what he's doing. He's a man. And, you know, he rolled Steveson twice, and all of a sudden Steveson went from being ahead, I think it was, what, 5-0 to all of a sudden he's down 8-5. And I think he was shell-shocked for a minute because that was the first point he had given up in the entire tournament. Even at 50-8 or 50-2 or something like that. So it took him a second probably to snap out of it, and then bang, he did it. So what a great story. I actually happened to be last night, Aaron. He flew in from Tokyo, connected in Chicago, and then got into Minneapolis last night around just before 10 o'clock. So there was a group of people and some media guys that met him at the airport. So I got a chance to see that. I'd say it was 300 or 400 people were there.
Oh, wow.
You know, wearing either USA clothes or Golden Gopher clothes. So there were a lot of guys, and there were some coaches and some women there with the Apple Valley shirts on. So no doubt everyone was excited. And, yeah, it was pretty cool to see that reception, and then to chat with him just a little bit as well with the whole thing. And he had a police escort from the airport back into his hometown. And at 11 o'clock last night, there were two fire trucks on top of the overpass hanging a big American flag at 11 at night, spotlighted to welcome Gable back into Apple Valley. So a lot of cool stuff. And you're right. I like the kid. I've interviewed him a number of times, and obviously he's very charismatic, very confident, fun to talk to. And I was going to follow that story, and it turned out to be a pretty darn good story to follow. That's for sure.
Now, Mike, the airport's been busy. Like you mentioned, Steveson came back last night with a lot of attention. Last week, Asuni Lee, I heard there was tons of people up there to welcome her back. The Olympics, I mean, turned out good for the USA with the most medals, the most gold medals, but it was a pretty darn good Olympic Games for Minnesotans.
Yeah, I think the Star Tribune had in, what was it, 17 or 18, maybe 19, you know, Minnesotans with you know, or people with Minnesota connections. And obviously the two Minnesota Lynx players also won gold, Sylvia Fowles and Nafisa Collier. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head who else was involved. I know from Lakeville, Reagan Smith is a swimmer, still a teenager, and I think she won a gold in a relay race, and then she won silver and bronze in some individual events. She's young enough, as is Gable. I mean, those two, you know, if they continue to stick to it, they have a chance to win some more medals. And I think it'll be interesting to see what Gable's future holds, because there could be one. He has 2 years of eligibility left if he wants to come back, and I think most people in the old days would have said he'll be gone. He's either going to go to the WWE or he's going to, you know, do some other things and go earn some money. But now with this name, image, and likeness, I think he stands to still make, you know, six-figure kind of money if he comes back to the U. So that could be a draw for him to come back and win another Big Ten title and another national title. But there's going to be, you know, offers. I think he said last night, I have some options, and that he sure does. And you know, so yeah, it was a good Olympics for Minnesota. There's no question about that. And I apologize if I've forgotten about some as well, but it was fun to follow. Both those gymnasts, the one from St. Paul and the one from Cambridge, you know, it was kind of fun to follow them as well.
Mike Grimm, Minnesota News Network Sports Director, our normal Monday guest here on Afternoons with Aaron. Looking at the overall Olympics, and granted, neither of us were in Tokyo to observe it, but it sure seems like with everything, you know, going on with COVID and precautions, it seems like Tokyo, we have to give them a lot of credit, and the country of Japan, they pulled this off. I mean, there was a lot of speculation leading up, even in the final weeks before the Olympics started, that maybe they were going to pull the plug and there would be no Olympics. I mean, hats off to everybody over there in Tokyo. It seemed like things, considering what's going on, it seemed like things went pretty smoothly.
I agree. You know, we didn't hear much. Obviously, if you're going to put on an event with that much magnitude, you're going to have a hiccup or two at some point, and I'm sure there were hiccups that we probably haven't heard about or don't know about. Yeah, there were some athletes that tested positive, and that's heartbreaking for them. And you and I talked about that a few weeks ago, that would be, you know, a heartbreaking deal, and certainly there were a few of those. But by and large, it seemed like it went off pretty well. You know, the only downside, I think, was, you know, for us, the time difference kind of created some issues. But, you know, if you wanted to watch, you were able to watch. And two, no fans being there, I think, took away some of the atmosphere. You know, like, I think Gable, there were some fans, that, you know, they said no fans, but even in Gable's thing, they showed some American fans up in the stands after he had that dramatic win. So they must have had, you know, some exceptions. I don't know if it was family or teammates or other athletes that were tested or what have you, but it wasn't a full house, and certainly a win like that. Think of what that would have been like. You know, I don't know how big that arena was where they had the rest, but think if that would have happened in front of a sold out Olympic venue. You know, that part would have been better. But hey, you know that's obviously out of Tokyo's control. They did what they could, and I agree with you. I thought, given everything that they had to deal with, including postponing it for a year, and like you said, up until the days right leading up to the opening ceremonies, not sure whether they could pull it off. I think you got to tip your cap to them, and let's hope when Paris hosts the games in 3 years that this pandemic is behind us, and we can have fans and watch that way.
Mike Grimm with us here on Kate Radio. And, you know, speaking of things with COVID, and it seems like now the story is finally shifting after Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, turned out to be kind of the spokesperson for the NFL pushing vaccinations. Kirk Cousins back. If everything goes well, we'll see if he plays in the first preseason game coming up on Saturday. Cousins came out and pretty much spoke about protocols. He's going to follow the protocols. It's pretty clear that Kirk Cousins is not vaccinated against COVID-19, and that's not going to change, it seems, the way he's been talking. This COVID-19, again, we talked about with the Olympics. You mentioned hopefully in Paris we're not talking about it, but it's going to be a big story, not just with the Minnesota Vikings, but throughout the NFL season.
Yeah, and, you know, there are I don't know enough about all of it. All I can say is just personally, I'm vaccinated, so I am in favor of people getting vaccinated. But I'm also like, okay, if somebody has strong feelings against it, okay, I get it. But I do think there's, you know, I'm surprised, I guess, and maybe I shouldn't be, that more NFL players aren't. I know the Wall Street Journal had that article last week that, I think it's between 60 and 70% of players are vaccinated. And I thought it would be higher than that. And I think that's what the frustration with Mike Zimmer and the coaches are, because it creates an extra hassle. It creates, when you're trying to build chemistry and team building and have a smooth operation, when you have to have separate buses and separate meeting rooms, and as Kirk Cousins was talking about, building extra plexiglass and it's not that stuff wouldn't be necessary if you got vaccinated, but it would certainly be much less necessary. So it's just one of those topics that creates a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity, and you know, it is what it is. I think we would be foolish to think that the Vikings are going to make it through the year without having some sort of some player or players missing time, given the number that we saw in that newspaper article of, what, 60% or something like that of vaccinated. You can follow protocols, and clearly they do work if you follow them, but it's still, there's a lot of stuff out of your control, you know, and there's also no question that the vaccination reduces, one, your chance of getting it, period. You can get it. It's weird to me. Yes, you can get the illness if you're vaccinated. You can. But your chances of getting it are far less. And for whatever reason, there's been this line of thought that, well, why would I get it? Because I could still, if I get the vaccine, I can still get the illness. Well, you play the percentages, and if you get the vaccine, your chances, one, are much less of getting it. But two, if you do get it, your chances of being seriously ill are minute compared to if you're not vaccinated. So I don't fully understand it. I do understand that people are worried about long-term effects, but have they also considered what are the long-term effects if you do get COVID? We don't know the answer to that either. I'd prefer not to get COVID, you know? So it's a bizarre thing. I think back to the football side of it, I'd be surprised if this Vikings team makes it the whole year without having some impact because of the low, relatively low number of players vaccinated. It's over half, but it's not, you know, three quarters, and it's not 100%, that's for sure.
Minnesota News Network Sports Director Mike Grimm with us here on KATE Radio. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, always talk about COVID, but it's going to be a story until we get to some kind of endpoint, and it's going to affect sports. I got a question for you. So it's this weekend, preseason game, Denver's coming to a U.S. Bank Stadium, an indoor stadium. Is it weird to you, because it's weird to me with, again, players having to follow the protocols, that there's going to be, you know, 60,000-plus people inside at U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday? It just seems kind of weird to me. How about you?
Yeah, I guess. I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to outdoor stadium on campus as well with, obviously, the Gophers. I think the stadium situation is a little bit, you know, I'm not a scientist, I shouldn't even speculate, but I do think even if it's an indoor stadium like that, because there's so much open air, that's different than like if me and you go sit with our families in a living room together, right? I think
Correct, the air
is going to flow differently. But again, I don't know. I suppose it's weird. I do think it sounds like fans are going to have to wear a mask. If they go to that game Saturday, I believe that's the case. I believe that the city of Minneapolis has implemented if you're indoors, you have to wear a mask. I think that's the case. Don't quote me on that. I think that we are at a tipping point here where at some point we're just going to have to move on. And if people aren't vaccinated and they're willing to take the risk, then I think at some point we have to say, all right, let's roll with life here. I don't know how weird it is. I think it's time. I do, in my mind. And again, I'm not a scientist, but I feel like I've read up on it. And I do think it's time that we start, doing this. And if you look at the numbers, it's 98% of the people that are currently in the hospital are those that have not taken the shot. So, at this point, if you choose not to take the shot and want to roll the dice, I think the rest of us want to move along. And if we want to go to a stadium, let's go to a stadium, you know?
Mike, before I let you go, we got to talk about the Minnesota Twins, because we got some positive vibes from them over the weekend. They go into a Houston, one of the best teams in baseball. They take 3 of 4 from the Houston Astros. It's been a long summer for our Minnesota Twins, but Twins fans had to rejoice, because that's pretty impressive what the Twins did over the weekend.
Yeah, nice, and they were in the other game that they lost. I mean, it was a good series for them, and maybe that gives them momentum. Obviously, from here to the end, it's now, what can Bailey Ober do? What can Griffin Jacks do? I think Bo Burrows maybe is going to get the start tonight. What can he do? What can some of these other young guys? Can Trevor Larnach break out of this slump? He did have an RBI yesterday, but he's really striking out a lot. Alex Kirilloff, is Byron Buxton going to get any time late in the year? I mean, there's a lot now that you can look to. And, you know, my stance, I've been pretty firm on this, and if people want to say I'm a little crazy, it wouldn't be the first time I've been called that, but I don't think the team's that far away. I really don't. That's why I was not in favor of a fire sale. I was a little lukewarm on trading Jose Berríos, but apparently the haul is good enough with the prospects they got from the Blue Jays, and apparently one of those guys, and I don't know their name off the top of my head, Ashton something, apparently he's just hitting the cover off the ball at Double-A or Triple-A. No, it'd be Double-A, I think, in Wichita. I guess is it Ashton Martin maybe is the guy's name? But apparently since he's started with the Twins organization, he's been crushing. So that's good. But I think that, you know, if you have a decent off season, and baseball's a funny sport. If you get a tone set early, it's hard to break out of the tone and the vibe. And right off the bat, this Twins team got off to that 5-2 start, and then COVID hit Simmons, COVID hit a couple other guys, and they never really recovered. They just never set a good tone. But I guess I'm an optimist a little bit, but I also think I know a little bit about baseball. And again, if you want to say I'm nuts, go ahead, but I don't think they're that far off. The division's good, but not great. Obviously, the White Sox are plumb full of talent, but, obviously not this year. I'm not trying to say that. But I think you see what you got. You have a good off season. I think this team can be back in the thick of it. I really do, and obviously that's the hope.
Mike Graham, Minnesota News Network sports director, our Monday guest here on Kate Radio. Mike, like always, thank you so much for the time. Have you a great week, and we'll chat again coming up next Monday.
Sounds good, Aaron. Enjoyed it. Thank you.